Elijah was a fiery character, calling down flames from heaven and riding a chariot of fire as he ended his earthly days. But your task is even more exalted. Find out what it could be next on Breaking the Bread. In this Sunday's first reading, Elijah's disciple, Elisha, is allowed to kiss his parents goodbye before setting out to follow the prophet's call. But the church wants us to see that we are called to follow a greater than Elijah, and that's what the readings of this Sunday's Mass spell out for us. In baptism, we have put on the cloak of Christ, been called to the house of a new father, been given a new family in the kingdom of God. We've been called to leave behind our past lives and never look back, to follow wherever he leads. Elijah was taken up in a whirlwind, and his disciple was given a double portion of his spirit. Jesus, too, the gospel tells us, was taken up, and he gave us his spirit to live by, to guide us in our journey in his kingdom. As this Sunday's epistle tells us, the call of Jesus shatters the yoke of every servitude, sets us free from the rituals of the old law, shows us the law's fulfillment in following Jesus and in serving one another through divine love. His call sets our hands to a new plow, a new task, to be his messengers, sent ahead to prepare all peoples to meet him and enter into his kingdom. Elijah called down fire to consume those who wouldn't accept God, but the gospel presents us with a still more demanding response. To live by Christ's Spirit is to face opposition and rejection, as the apostles do in this week's gospel. It is to feel like an exile with no lasting city here, no place in this world to lay our head or to call home. But we hear the voice of the one we follow in this week's psalm. He calls us to make his faith our own, to abide in confidence that he will not abandon us, that he will show us the path to life, leading us to the fullness of joy in his presence forever. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive written copies of Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings, you can contact us by email at staff@salvationhistory.com or call us at 740-264-9535. That's 740-264-9535.